And yes, right about now, let's welcome our guests here with us in the studio. And we obviously talk about this particular earthquake that has hit Juba, Central Equatorial State last evening around 5:30 p.m. Now, many citizens experience earth tremors, but luckily no damage was reported so far. Now, to get more information on what has happened and what should we do in case of the earthquake, we are glad to be joined this morning here in the studio by our guests who will be telling us more about this and have the conversation with us. We have Ajak John Aten, who is the President Geological Society of South Sudan. Ajak, good morning. Good to have you here on the Miraya Breakfast Show.
Good morning.
And also with us, we have Yudita Moses Labana, who is a program director. Yudita, good morning. Good to have you here.
Good morning. Thank you.
Let's look at, of course, first of all, welcome to the Mirror Breakfast. It's really good to have you here and talk about this timely event that happened yesterday. Let me begin with asking you, Mr. Ajak, did you feel it?
I felt it.
You felt it yesterday. Okay, how about you, Yudita? Did you feel anything?
No, for me, basically, yesterday I did not feel anything.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. I'm with you because I haven't felt anything, actually. I just saw everything on social media, but I haven't felt. So just, can you give us more details on last evening's earthquake, Mr. Ajak? You felt it.
Yeah, I felt it. And first of all, I would like to thank Radio Miraya for bringing us here to hear our views on what happened yesterday. Geological Society of South Sudan, it is a non-profit scientific society formed during this COVID-19. Our aim is to support and promote and advance health science in the Republic of South Sudan. And we are also acting as a national advisory authority on things to do with geohazards. And one of the geohazards we deal with is earthquake, floodings, and landslide. And if we have to talk about the earthquake that happened yesterday, it is a concern of everyone in town. And there are some people who have not felt it, like one of my colleagues here. And
like me too. I'm right here. I didn't feel it.
Yes, you might have not felt it.
Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, if you were on moving station, if you were moving, you might have not felt it.
Mm-hmm.
If you are at the station, you are at the place where you are resting, then there are chances that you might have felt it. In fact, it was not, extreme. And that's why most of the people didn't feel it.
Yeah, yeah. To be honest, I think I was driving, so it was a little hard to feel it.
Yeah.
So as a geological, of course, society in South Sudan, you said you follow a lot of these and this kind of event. Is there any damage that was reported about yesterday's earthquake?
No. I told, there was no. And in most cases, the earthquake of such a magnitude cannot bring any destruction or loss of life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it might have not
Great. Now, Yudita, you studied this. You are an expert on these particular things. Is South Sudan in any way in danger of a heavier earthquake? Is there some, from yesterday's event, is there some reason to worry as a country?
Thank you for that. Actually, from what had happened yesterday, I don't think so. People of South Sudan should start to panic or to worry. So as my colleague Ajak have put it clearly, it's not something you have to worry about or to panic because the magnitude is less. And also from the phone calls that I've got yesterday from some of my colleagues, they were like, "Oh, Yudi, like, have you felt like we felt like as if like it was a truck that is going?" But then after some few seconds, they realized that no, it wasn't a truck moving, but it was like really the earth shaking beneath. So it wasn't something like people should panic. People should be relaxed and not to create chaos around.
All right, Ajak, is South Sudan prone to earthquakes?
No. In most cases, South Sudan, it is. And as Yudita has just put it, we should not be worried. Because the large magnitude of earthquake that we experienced in Sudan by then, it was in 1990.
Mm-hmm.
And it was at 7.2. And that time, there was no also mild destruction, but there was destruction. And because why? There was no infrastructures, erected in most of the towns. And until then, the earthquake that is happening now is at the lowest magnitude. it is 5 downward.
Mm-hmm.
And the earthquake of such a magnitude cannot have, you know, too much, you know, destruction. And that's why we had to tell people that they should not panic, but they should be worried that mm-hmm. South Sudan is prone to earthquake.
Great. You mentioned that the largest we ever had in South Sudan was a 7 magnitude?
7.2.
7.2 magnitude. That was the biggest ever in Sudan in general.
Yes.
And you also did mention that it didn't cause any damages, like much damages, because by then there were no structures. Now, if you look at South Sudan right now, there's a lot of structures that have popped up. We have a lot of, you know, flats and buildings and tall buildings that are coming up. Some of them are really not constructed by very, very professional engineers. What is the danger of this?
Yeah, if we still experience, you know, the same magnitude of 7.2, if at all it happened, then we should be worried. Because when you look at the structures put up in Juba and in most of the town, you know, they are not well put up because they have not consulted the expert, especially the related fields, like those who have studied, you know, what we call engineering geology, and those who have studied what we call seismology. Those are the ones who give what we call a mechanic rocks and soil type that can be found in most of the areas that these buildings are being erected. So they should have a data before they construct such a building. So if Juba at all, the earthquake of such a magnitude happen, then we should be worried because they are most of the building they are collapsing without earthquake. What if there is?
What if there are earthquakes? Mm. Well, that's a big question there. So, what do we do? What just before we go to actually what do we do? Yudita, just briefly explain to us what are the causes of these earthquakes? Why are we having them?
Okay, thank you for that one. The causes of this earthquake, because these are natural disasters, so I cannot say something we can prevent or we can abstain from it. It is there. It's part of the of life. It's part of the nature. So the causes of this earthquake, it's due to the fault plane. So if there is some like this current rock quarry that have been done around Juba town, and as like my colleague Ajak have stated, people are constructing their houses in areas whereby maybe it can be prone to high risk to earthquake. But then because due to lack of expertise, so we don't know exactly where to construct better areas for us to construct our buildings and what are the type of materials we need to construct. So basically, the earthquake, these are the natural disasters.
Natural disasters.
Yeah, so I can put it that way.
Yeah, so these are natural disasters. There's really nothing we can do about it. But we can do something to prevent the impact of, you know, of the impact that cannot be so big and causes damages. And let's go through that. Ajak, what do we need to do moving forward in order to avoid some real bad damages when it comes to, you know, when something like this happens?
Yeah, what we need to do at the Republic of South Sudan, but not as individuals and not only as geological society, what we need to do is to make sure that we have credible and verifiable information. When we have that, we are able to have an informed decision. And why we need to have informed decision, we need to know whether the earthquake, the trend of earthquake is increasing or is decreasing. And the only things we need to do is to have a machine that we can use to make sure that, you know, such occurrences are recorded and they are actually fed to the general public so that they are not, you know, find themselves in a panic, you know, state. So those are the things we need to do, because right now as a geological society, we are extracting information from our neighboring countries because we have no recorders. And we are actually looking into how we can get, you know, those machines. And that's what we are doing.
All right. Great. And now we heard about, you know, machineries, you know, your society was trying to secure some machineries for detection. Before we get at how far that is right now, can you just briefly tell us on how can people stay safe during such an event, just like when it like happened yesterday? Thank God it was a smaller one, but how do people stay safe during such an event like earthquakes?
Yeah, in those events, you should not be panic. What you need to do is need to stay calm. If at all it happens and we are in this building, the only thing is for me to do is to drop down under this, table. Mm-hmm. And then I have to hold my hands onto my head and make sure that something which is hung somewhere cannot fall on me. That's one thing. And if you are also driving, you should not usually stop on the roadside. Mm-hmm. And then you should not stop now. You should stop moving. Mm-hmm. So when you are also in a swimming pool, you need to get out and stay outside, because the checking itself, it causes a lot of destruction, flying of objects and all that. Mm-hmm. So if you are at the station, moving station, then the object will collide with you and it will harm you. Mm-hmm. And most of the thing we need to look at, if it happens and it is so destructive, then we need to be very careful. We need to get out of our buildings after the earthquake has stopped, because there's what we call aftershock. And aftershock is the one that kill people, not the earthquake that happened immediately.
Yeah, explain that. What's the meaning of that?
The aftershock, it when the earthquake happened, and it takes some few minutes, so you'll find that the crack has been created down on the surface, and those cracks will actually lead some of the building collapse. And that's how the destruction comes.
Okay, so I should take cover. If it was in a building, what do I do? Get out of the building and go somewhere else? What do I do exactly?
Yeah, after the earthquake has stopped, that's the time you need to get out.
Okay.
But if it is still there, you need to stay inside the building.
Great. Yudita, your society was trying to secure some machineries for detection. How far are we with that?
Okay. Since last year, we've been trying to write proposals here and there. Finally, we have secured one seismograph from the Geological Survey of India. So it's in the process to come in the country soon, but I don't know how soon. But we are following up with them. And one thing that is delaying a bit for the machine to arrive, it's because we are... hand in hand also with the Ministry of Mining in terms of allocating forest land in that side. We are targeting three areas within Juba, that is Rajav, Kondokoro and Luri. Mm-hmm. At least in these three regions, we need to have our seismograph based in all these three locations to get the accurate reading of the earthquake. So basically what it's awaiting us is now to get the official land from our local authority here in Juba, so that we can have this place. This is where we need to put our seismographic instrument.
All right. Now, Mr. Ajak, at the moment that we don't have this instrument to detect, what are we using? Or we just, wait, if it happens, call us?
Yeah, we are in a motion of confusion. And when I say it in a motion of confusion, when it happens, you'll find that people are running in an L. And it is because that we don't know, we have not alerted people on what happened, what they should be doing. And at the current moment, it is not there. We are just extracting information from our neighbors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because in most places, and we've seen in worst countries that are affected by this, sometimes they can detect that this is going to happen, and then they can call for evacuation, like, some areas to evacuate and all that. So for now, we are completely blind as a country. Is that correct?
Yeah, we are completely blind, and Geological Society is there for the whole country. And that's why, when we get this machine, we try to involve the Kontan authorities so that they speed up. And one of the embassy of India is actually trying to help us in facilitating. Ministry of Mining is helping us, and the local community, because they find it is something viable and something very good for the country. And we are still asking.
Great. Yeah. Yes, Yudita said you have secured one,
yes,
but we're not sure when it will be in the country. Why is the delay? What is delaying it from coming to the country if it's already secured?
The machine is already there. And when you see something coming outside, It need a custom duties, and for the machine to be brought here, we will make sure that the land is allocated or is allotted to us, and before the machine arrives, because this machine doesn't need to be put anywhere in a building, it can get damaged. So the moment it is brought here, it will be brought straight to where it will
to
be
the
put,
side.
To the side. That's why.
All right, Ajak and Yudita, thank you so much for coming to Mirai Studios. Just your final remarks. We begin with you, Yudita. What will be the message out there you'd like to send?
Okay, thank you for that. My final message I can say to my people of South Sudan is whenever something like this happens, you should not worry, you should not panic. It's like my colleague Ajak have put it clearly that as a basic necessary precautions that you have to do is you take cover. If you are in a high building or upstairs somewhere, you need to come down from that high building, and then you come down and then you take cover. You take cover. If there is a pillow or a desk that you can go under, you please put it, or be safe, protect your head. So this is all I can say with the busy.
All right. Or wear a helmet. In other words. Okay. Yes, Mr. Jack.
Yeah, you know, as a geological society, we are calling. We are still calling out. Last time we still called out. Today we are still calling out that the Juba and the authorities concerned should actually join hand with geological society to make sure that this thing is brought into a proper record. And only doing that is for the authorities to help us acquire the lands, as we have already requested through Ministry of Mining, and also for most of the NGOs that are dealing with geohazards. They should also help us in construction the site, because the site is going to be one of the big sites, because the machine was selected by Seismology Association, International Seismology Association. So it will be used for East Africa. It will actually determine the occurrences of East Africa. And South Sudan is between Central African Chazons and Rift Valley. So we are in a state that we need help, and the help should be given to geological society, if at all there is.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much, Mr. Jack and Yudita, for coming to Mirai Studios. We do appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
All right. You're listening to the Mirai Breakfast Show. Of course, this is where the big conversation begins every morning. Remember, you can share your thought with us on that particular conversation we just had here in the program from the South Sudan Geological Society. Of course, we have been discussing and looking at yesterday's earthquake that happened here in Juba. This is where the big conversation begins every morning with me, Sabid William, and Irene Lasso.